We are learning Masechtas Barbasu, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. HaKosev Es Nechosov La'acher. A guy decides he's giving all his Nechosov away to someone else, not to his children. V'niach Es Bonam, and he leaves his children destitute. The loch is, Masha also. You could do that. You gave him a Tana, it's fine. It's not Masa Masu Kasvatari, you gave it as a Matana. But Ella in Rucham Rechemenu. The Chum are not happy with that. Chum are not happy when you leave your children without any money. Giving away all your money is not the right, proper thing to do. Even though it works, but it's not the proper thing to do. Rav Shimon Gmila Aimer, Im Loyo Ibn Naim Kashura, if his children are not being noyig properly, then Zachlo Toiv, then it's a good thing to do to give away the estate and not leave it to the children. Now, the Gemara's and the Shai have a Shai, Rav Shimon Gmila, argue on Tanakama or not? The Tzad maybe argues, Tanakam holds, even so, ain't Rucham Nechmanah. Why? Because maybe those children will have good children, so we'll land up in good hands eventually. Or he agrees. That Shemuel is saying that, by the way, that even the Chachamim agree that if they're not, you know, Yikashura, Zachal Otaim, we'll see the Gemara right away. That will be the Gemara's discussion on the rest of the Amud. Abayah Luhu. Me pleager Abayah Leah, the Shemuel Gemil Eloi. We have a Tanakam that says someone gives away all his Chachamim, leaves his children with nothing. The Chachamim are not happy with this. Rav Shmuel says, if his children are not Noyik Ashura, so then, Zachal HaToyv. So, Baruch, me plead Rav Shmuel Eloi. Does Rav Shmuel argue on Tanakam or not? Toshma, there was a Maisa, the Yosef ben Yehiezer, Hoyloi ben, Shloi Noyik Ashura. Yosef ben Yehiezer had a son that was not acting properly. He was not a big tzaddik. And Havale Al Elisa Dinri, he had or Alisa of Dinrim. What's Alisa of Dinrim? So Tosis says you can't say it means an entire floor, a second floor of Dinrim. Because we'll see in the Gemara later on that like the Bezikish had seven of these or six of these. So you see it's a more of a shear. So Tosis brings down that if you look at Tosis, the fourth wide line, on top, the last wide line, says, Lekach Nerali, Alisa Kli Sheshoivim Bayayim V'Shemen. A certain type of Kli. So you had a Kli full of Dinrim, full of gold coins. And he didn't want to give it to his son because his son was not being Noyik Ashura. Kom Akdashe. He was Makdashit. He gave it to Hekdash. Also, this son went ahead, Nosev Bas Godel Kalili Diyane Malka. He married the daughter of the crown maker of Yane Malka. Now, what's this again? I'm not sure. I'll tell you what I think soon. But this is who Punkti married. That was a Shidduch. He did a major Shidduch. He married the crown maker's daughter. Elida de Visau, his wife had a baby. Zov, now he wanted to take care of the Kimpadurin. So Zov and Lei Binasa, he bought her a fish, Kara. He cut open the fish. Right now, Sophie has no money. His father left him with nothing. But he bought a fish for his wife. And sure enough, Kara, he cut it open. Eshkemoi Margalisa, he found in it a very precious diamond, very precious stone. Omra Lei, so she told him, Loisim Taila Malka, don't bring it to the king. The shakla menachmadam klili, because he'll rip you off. He'll give you a little money. Zilam tayli gabi gizbari. Go to the gizbar. Go to the beis hamikdash. There, they are very honest, and they'll pay for it. And what does the gizbar need it? Like the Rashbam explains, it was for the ephod. Even though they had no urim v'tumim in the second beis hamikdash, we did have the ephod, and this stone could have been used for one of the stones of the ephod. So they go to them. They'll give you a full price. You don't name a price, because once you name a price, then Rosh Gavaykos are headed. Then you have to honor that price. Let them evaluate the price. He brought it to the Bezdin. He brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. Shamu Betleisar Aliyasa Dinri. They shot it up for 13 Aliyasa Dinri. This little keli of Dinri. 13. Omri Lei, and so the Beis HaMikdash, the Gizbar told him, Sheva Ika, we have 7 Aliyasa Dinri in stock. That's all we have in cash. It's just like we don't have 6. So he said, no problem. Oh, Sheva Havali, give me 7. I'll take 7 cups of gold coins. Shis Harei Mekadosh Shemaim. All the 6 are Mekadosh Shemaim. I'm giving it back to the Mekadosh. You don't owe me anything. That was the story there. Now, I would propose the reason why it says that was the Shidduch he did, that's why his wife knew about how that the Malka does not give you full price. It says that she says that they don't bring it to the Melech. He won't pay you full price. How did she know that? Because her father was in the business. Her father was the crown maker for Yana Amalka, and therefore she knew very good and well how well they pay there in the Melech's palace. That's what I would think. Pshat is okay. So what happened? Omdu, so the Gizbar wrote, and this was the treasurers of the Beis HaMikdash, which was all the biggest Chachamim were involved in the books. And they wrote, the cost for Yosef ben Yezer, Hichnes Achas, Yosef ben Yezer brought in, gave to Hekdash one Elisa Dinri. Ubenoi Hichnes Shesh, but his son gave six. The Ikedamri, some say that he wrote like this, Yosef ben Yezer, Hichnes Achas. The first one is saying a praiseworthy. That Yosef had brought in one Elisa, and his son had six. The Ikedamri, no. Yosef ben Yezer, Hichnes Achas. Yosef ben the father brought in one. Ubenoi, the son, Hoyti Sheva, he took out seven. Now, if he could have took out 13, he would have took out 13. We didn't have anything left. He just cleaned us out completely. He didn't leave us nothing. Now, that kind of brayso of two versions. So Gemara brings a raya, legab and a machlokes. We want to say, is there a machlokes, chacham and rashim gamil, if the son's not noy kashura, are you allowed to cut him out of the will? That's the question. So medika amri, hichnes, since the gizbar b'fnei chachamim wrote in the books that hichnes gave him praise, mechlal shapa avad. It sounds like it must be that Yosef ben Yezer, the father, did well. And therefore, the child was zeiche to also be zeiche to be do mitzvahs. Because the father did the right thing. And megalgalim schus ayde zakai. So, let's read the first girsa in the braisa. It seems like Yosef ben Yezer did the right thing. Because we are praising the family. Yosef ben Yezer gave one, his son gave six. The Chama agree. The Chama agreeing with Pisa. That the Chama agreeing. Shemuel and Chama both agreeing. That's the right thing to do. They're both agreeing. Lafidah's Pshat. But where's the other Rabbah? In the safe, the Ikat Amri says, the Amri Hoitzi, Mechalash Abba. Again, we're saying he was not a good person. He cleaned out Hekdash. And we're saying bad about him must be that his father was right. So therefore, El Mahal, like Lamash, we know. We can't bring a Raya from here. If the Chum argue or don't argue, we can't bring a raya. It's machlekes, the two lashonos are machlekes tanoim. And therefore we can't bring a raya to this idea. We cannot bring a raya to this idea. We can't do that. Zot the Gemara. May have a law. What's the answer to the shayla? Toshima. The only Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, Shinana, sharp one. Lo itave be avuri achsanta. Don't be present at a bezdin who is cutting people out of the will. Vafilm brought bishul brought tava, and even if it's from a bad son to a good son, don't be there. The kol gonna brought about that. Of course not from a son to a daughter. You should not be there when they're changing gerushas. Don't be there, and even if it's from a bad son to a good son. So we see obviously the chacham argue, and we are paskening like the chachamim that you should never cut anyone out of the will. If someone's a part of the Yerusha, let him have the Yerusha. That's what we see from here. Because see, Shmuel said that we pass the Chama. Now, the Rishbam asks, even though we know a klal, we always pass the Shmuel Gamil besides the three cases, but Shmuel must argue on that klal. He must argue on that klal, and he holds that you do pass like a Chama, even Mokam Shmuel Gamil, and therefore, so you see, first of all, it's Machlaikis, and we also pass the Chama, the Ein Ruach Chama Leichemeno. So, I was telling you, Aura, and we pass like this. We pass like this, that you shouldn't cut any children out of the will. Even if it's not a good son, it's a wayward son, should not cut him out of the will. We pass the Yerichon and Mabreiko. They let it give Yerusha ben Abanim. So, I have this, my Chavrus really has this Kasha. I couldn't find a Teres. We pass them both halachas, Reish Pei Aleph and some Reish Pei Beis. Could not find anyone's piece of Kasha. You have to say, which is a Daichik, that passing the Rechavim means that it works. You're allowed to give Ben Abanim. It works. Not that Ruach HaMelechim. It works. You could change the Yerusha and give it to one son. Not Mas Nasukos Torah. But Avada, even in Rabbi Chavrim's case, it's not Ruach HaMelechim. You have to say like that. If someone has a better Teretz, please let me know if you have a better Teretz than that Teretz.